You're listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Get the knowledge you need to advance your mortgage practice quickly and efficiently from Jen Duplessis, America's Mortgage Mastery Mentor with over 37 years of experience and over $1 billion in lifetime fundings. Jen has been mentoring loan officers and realtors for over 15 years and speaking on stages across the globe. So settle in and get ready as Jen and her guests share their experience, passion, and strategies to help you crack the top producer code to reach new heights in your business. And now, here's your host, Jen Duplessis, Mortgage Mastery Mentor and Head Chick in Charge of Kinetic Spark Consulting.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mortgage Lending Mastery. It's Jen, and today I'm going to be doing a Jen's Jot, otherwise known as a monologue. I don't have a guest this week, and the reason I didn't want to do this is because we're releasing this podcast on Christmas, the day before, on December 24th. One, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you for staying with me all of these years as I have brought out Mortgage Lending Mastery, and certainly didn't expect that this was what it was going to be. It was a means to an end, really. It was a means to be able to answer people's questions. People were asking me questions about how I achieved so much success in my career. And I didn't feel like I had all that kind of success. I still don't. I feel like I just did my job, right? And people were asking me questions and I just didn't have the bandwidth to answer them. And so I created this podcast 6 years ago. So January 1st will be our 6th year anniversary. We are now and have been for quite some time the longest running podcast in the mortgage space. We are highly ranked in Apple Podcasts. As a matter of fact, I think we're now ranked 234 or 243 in Apple Podcasts in business management. Again, something I never even wanted to achieve. I'm not curious. I'm not anxious to go to number one or anything. I'm just here to serve. So I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you to everybody who has reached out to me, everyone who has given me ideas on what they'd like to hear on the podcast so that if I can't answer the question, because I don't know everything, that I could bring someone on who might be able to help. You know, we morphed into personal and professional development for mortgage real estate, mortgage loan officers and real estate agents, and we've plucked in a few little entrepreneurs. So all of this can be applied to anyone in that space, anyone who's a salesperson or an entrepreneur. And I continue to ask you to pay it forward by asking other people to listen in, subscribe, continue to provide reviews for us. And this is a great time of the year to provide a review, you know, not only in the Apple Podcast, or wherever you're listening, Stitcher. We're syndicated in 18 different places now. We're part of the industry syndicate, which is all real estate and loan and mortgage podcasts as well. And, you know, now I have another podcast called Success to Significance, Life After Breaking Through Glass Ceilings, that I released earlier this year in 2020 during COVID. I had been planning this for quite some time. I'm going to be writing a book in 2021 of the same name and probably taking some transcripts just from the podcast and converting them into the book, but also telling the story on why I created the book and what has happened in my life since I have left the origination side of mortgage lending. And, you know, it's really ironic how God works, you know, it's such divine intervention because this new podcast is really helping people who are at home and saying, do I want to go back to work, right? The general public, you know, universal workers, not so much mortgage lenders and realtors, because I know we're all doing really well. But, you know, for those people, it's really helping them make that transition or think about the transitions that they're going to be making, you know, and we talk about everything from success to significance, not necessarily now I was successful and now I want to be impactful and, you know, and now how do, you know, life after that. It's really about any kind of breakthrough that anyone has, whether it's weight gain or divorce or business as a whole. And so go over and check that one out and subscribe there and give us some feedback, you know, give us a 5-star rating and write a review for us. We have a lot of celebrities on that podcast and we'll continue to have a lot of celebrities coming up soon, very soon here. We'll have some more celebrities on, but this is for anybody who's had a breakthrough. So if you've had a breakthrough, I'd love to hear from you as well and have you be a guest and it will increase your credibility. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things today. Again, just number one, thank you. thank you so much for participating in this community, continuing to participate in this community. And again, I want to say, please go to Mortgage Lending Mastery on Facebook and apply to be part of the group. It is a private group, so I'm keeping it only to mortgage and real estate people so that I can answer questions for you. Now, I will tell you that my plan is to answer questions on Wednesdays and then do a fast track Friday. And without any questions being asked, I'm not doing that. I certainly can go on there and talk because we know, you all know I can talk, but I don't want to do that. I want you to ask questions so that I can answer them for you on a weekly basis via Facebook Live. So in that group. So if you'll be kind enough to ask your questions there, I will be kind enough to answer them as well. Also, you'll find something there called Beyond the Podcast. So I am now in the process of going back to some of my favorite podcasts over the last 6 years and asking them to come back and say, well, what's been going on with you now? You know, so you'll be seeing those, continue to see those in Facebook Live as we continue to, you know, grow that. The other thing is, you know, I've maxed out on friends on Facebook. I keep going through and kind of taking people off. And I don't ever want to take someone off that wants to be a friend on there. So I'm just encouraging everyone, please go to @JenDuplessis22 and you will find my business page and just follow me on the business page. There, I am doing a new series called, and it's old to me, but I'm bringing it back, a new series called Getting Real with Realtors with Jen Duplessis, where I interview realtors all over the country and find out what makes them tick and what makes them special is a great way to provide them exposure. And I actually did this as a loan officer with the handful of real estate agents that I worked with. I wanted to highlight and spotlight their businesses. So I'm doing that now all over the country because I don't need to do it in just one specific area. And so that's going to be, so Getting Real is only going to be on my business page, my Jen Duplessis business page, which is @JenDuplessis22. Okay. So that's that. That's that part of it. I want to let you know that next year, and this is partly why I'm putting together a Jen's Jot, and then I'm going to give you 5 steps for something here in a few minutes because we are at the end of the year. We're going to be doing something a little different next year on Mortgage Lending Mastery. We will continue to have guests on the show. And these are people I speak with. These are people that I've seen on summits that, or the other podcasters, you know, and loan officers, right? Loan officers and realtors. I love bringing loan officers and realtors on. So having said that, what I'm going to be doing in 2021 for Mortgage Lending Mastery is that we're actually going to do masterminds. We are going to do podcast masterminds. I have been certified as a mastermind leader, a true mastermind leader. And in doing that, I want to be able to bring 3 to 4 people on my show, probably once or twice a month, where I will select a loan officer and or realtor to come onto the show. And so instead of me doing a monologue or me interviewing one person, there will be 4 of us on the call, on the podcast. And I'm sure you've experienced this, you know, because there are shows where there are 2 hosts and they bring a couple guests on and that type of thing. We're going to do that as well. And the reason I want to do that is because I know that our industry, loan officers and realtors alike, need help. I know that they need help. Right now, we're in a situation where people need help being able to manage the volume that they have. Yet at the same time, there are people that are struggling. I know that people need help, and I want to be able to give more help to more people. So if you are interested in being spotlighted, and there's a couple things about this. One, being on a podcast up levels your credibility. We just did an analysis. I've been on over 800 podcasts, either my own podcasts or a guest on a podcast. I've been on 800. I had no idea. That's 800 hours. Oh my gosh. When I add that up, that's a little scary, but I've been on a little over 800 podcasts, but it does increase your credibility. It increases your credibility with your clients and with your referral partners. So just being on a podcast does that for you. The second thing, and so that opens up other opportunities where someone else will listen to you and say, hey, could you be on my podcast as well? Share your story. So that's number one, it increases your credibility. Number two is I want to help you solve your problems. Now, a true mastermind, and a lot of people use this very loosely, the term very loosely, but a true mastermind is sort of a round robin or sometimes a hot seat. And I know I might be scaring a few of you off by saying that, but it's a hot seat. So imagine four of us on a screen, okay? On a screen because we do audio and video. So go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to that, please. I really would like for you to do that. I have a lot of tasks for you today, but yeah, I'd love more subscriptions on my YouTube channel. That would be wonderful. But imagine four of us on the screen and I'll be one of the people. And then one person says their challenge. This is my one challenge, my big challenge today. And we all have lots of challenges, but what is the one big pressing challenge that you have? The other three of us, me and two other people, will be asking questions saying, okay, just for clarity, I just need to understand. So what is your challenge, this, that, and the other? And they are very specific questions and the person gets to answer the question. They can't go down a rabbit hole. They just have to answer the question. We all do a round robin of asking questions, and then the three of us provide solutions to that person. Ideas, solutions. Now you have to think of it this way. If you were to go to the beach and lift up, bend down and scoop up sand, right? A lot of the sand would go through your fingers, but there'd be some left. And that's the purpose of the mastermind, is for us to give you ideas and for you not to respond with, yeah, but. Yeah, I tried that once, but rather for you to respond with, thank you. Thank you. It's up to you whether you take action on it, but you're hearing from other people who will give you the feedback. And so it's in a sense, a semi-coaching session with me. And I'm going to be doing this, like I said, at least once a month, and perhaps we'll get to the point where we're doing it twice a month. It depends on you. It depends on whether you're listening and whether you take action and decide that you want to put yourself out there to grow your business. You know, one of the things that we hear a lot, and I'm going to give you a couple of things. One is Warren Buffett. You know, Warren Buffett says, and I'm paraphrasing, he's saying that, you know, the weakness in any business owner is not asking for help, being too proud to ask for help. The strength in a business owner, in an entrepreneur, is knowing they don't know all the answers. So if you're willing to be vulnerable, which by the way, will attract clients, if you're willing to be vulnerable and get the questions answered that you need and get this mastermind of people coming together, then call me, right? Then call me. I don't want you to call me. What I want you to do is I want you to email me at support@kineticsparkconsulting.com. And I'll have the link in the episode notes. support@kineticsparkconsulting.com, saying, I would like to be a guest on your mastermind in Mortgage Lending Mastery. I would like to be one of those people. Now, when we do this, that one person doesn't get all of their answers. We now go to the next person who gives their challenge. We round robin it again. We give them answers. They say thank you. And then we go to the third person. And that's what we'll be doing in the podcast next year. So I'm really, really excited about it because it lets me do what I love to do, which is help people. Right? Just continue to help people. So if you're interested in it, you have to take action because believe me, this will fill up fast. We are now, I believe, at 67,000 subscribers on this podcast. That means 67,000 people are listening to this podcast occasionally. I shouldn't say it. I think we've got something like 30,000 downloads a month. So every month, 30,000 people are downloading this podcast. That means the competition is going to be tough to get in this. It may be that when you email me, I say yes, but I may not be able to help you till 2022. Okay. So the faster you can take action, the faster you can email us at support@kineticsparkconsulting. It will be first come, first serve. Period. End of story. First come, first serve. And you have to be on video. Have to be on video. You cannot come in and check into a summit or into an event and then go hide in the closet or hide behind the curtain. You can't do that. It has to be on video. So you're going to have to want to do that as well. But it is first come, first serve. And we're here to serve you. That's why we're doing this. So we'll continue to have our guests on and I'll continue to do monologues where I see them, the need to be there like this one now. So that's the second thing I want to tell you about. So one is thank you for your support. Two is I would love to have you on my show so that we can increase your credibility and increase your altitude, climb you up to a new altitude in your practice as we start tipping our toes into the soaring 20s that we're about ready to experience in both real estate and lending. Okay, so that's that. Now, Here's what I want to give you today. As we approach the end of this year, and quite frankly, whenever you're listening to this another couple of years from now, it doesn't matter that we're at the end of the year. What's important is that we are nurturing our community, our database. I call it a community, just so you know, our entire community. That means our alumni clients. They are not past clients. Past or past, they're gone, on they go. Alumni always come back. They always support financially and verbally. They always say, hey, you have to go to that school, right? That school's great. They are supporters of us. We create loyalty by nurturing our database and our community. So I want to be very directive here. Now this is something I teach my students, more advanced students. In management, there are a couple of things. I mean, I could talk about management all day long, but there are a couple of things that happen in management. And most managers, especially in our industries, don't get trained on this, but there's two types of styles that you could be with. And this is just the high level of this. Two types of styles that you can be with your subordinates or the people that work on your team. And that is directive and supportive. You obviously know the supportive, right? It's like, I'll just support you. You got this. You got this. You can do that. Go make that call. You can do it, right? You got this. That's supportive. Directive is telling them what to do. And there are certain times you need to do that and certain times you don't. That's a whole other class. But I'm going to be highly directive with you right now because this is a big concern for me. I've been through many of these. I think this is our 8th, I would call a big refinance boom. Okay, a big boom. You have little ones here and there, but a big market shift. And we know everybody is high on the hog. Everyone's in momentum. You have to listen to some of my podcasts or some of my classes to understand what that means, but everyone's in momentum. And my concern is because exactly a year ago here, 2020, in 2019, December, 2019, people were singing the blues about this business. Should I stay in it? I don't know what to do. How do I make this happen? And now everyone's giving themselves high fives. And yes, I'm being a disruptor, but everyone's giving themselves high fives. Best year ever. I'm killing it. I'm whatever. And I am thankful that you are. And I congratulate you on the work that you've done. You were propelled into momentum. But when this goes away, when we're not in a refinance boom and the market isn't giving us the business, what is that going to look like for you? Are you going to fall back down to the earth? Because you can't ever get to sustainable momentum without going through formulation and concentration to get to momentum. And the momentum then gets you to stability. I don't want you to think you have a false sense of security right now in momentum and stability. And some of you may have a strong momentum. You were prepared and it happened and you were able to take complete advantage of COVID and what it's done for you, not to you. Whereas others may not have been prepared. And then others who weren't prepared, but have been in the business long enough are able to get business. But how much did you leave on the table? Because you weren't prepared with the formulation and the concentration, otherwise known as structure, time blocking, knowing exactly what your plan is, coming to work on purpose so you can go play with passion. So here you are in momentum. You're busy. You're crazy, busy, crazy, busy. When this goes away, I don't want you to be behind the wave or on the wave. I want you to be ahead of the wave. When everyone else goes, oh my gosh, what happened? Now there's no business. What do I do? And they all go out in droves and try to do the same thing. I want you to be miles ahead of them, miles ahead of them, and quickly, as quick as you possibly can get miles ahead of them. And that's something that, you know, I've talked about for years and years is multiplying your results in record time. And you can do that when you're very intentional, very laser focused, very clear about what your activities should be for your practice, customizing your practice for you. Not trying to do what everybody else says you should do, but doing things that are specific for you, your personality, your style, your life needs, and your practice. What you want to achieve. Maybe you don't want to be a $100 million producer. Maybe you just want to do 40 million or 20 million a year and just be sustainable. But you want to be able to do it in a way that allows you to poke in, do your work, and then leave. Maybe you want to do that with 100 million a year. regardless, that's what I coach on and teach on. So I'm going to be very directive in an area of community and of nurturing. I find that so many people in our industries neglect their database, their community. They neglect them. Close the deal, off I go. Closed it, on I go. And now haven't had conversations with people for years. And thankfully, some of them have called you to refinance or to sell. Thankfully. But how many more went someplace else because you didn't call them? How many more haven't even taken action and could lose out on a perfectly beautiful opportunity to have a lower payment and lower interest and create wealth, but you're too afraid to call them or you're not organized enough to call them? So I'm going to give you five simple things to tell you if you put these in place, you're going to start creating your structure and your foundation so that when this goes away, you won't have to be like everybody else going out. So number one is you got to start doing annual reviews. I don't care if you're a real estate agent or a loan officer, you have to do annual reviews. If you closed five families this month, then those families need to have a phone call next year in December. If you closed five families last December, those families need to have a call right now. If you've never done this, your entire database needs a call right now. And right now is the perfect time because we're ending the year, we're starting the year. So whether you call before the year ends or right after the year begins, it's the perfect time to call and say, hey, it's time for us to take a look and do an annual review of your mortgage, an annual review of your real estate. Make sure that we're answering all the questions that you have. We're giving you timely updates on what's happening in the marketplace. And we're assessing a perpetual approval. We're preparing for the future that maybe you will be listing your house or selling or buying a house later on. We're preparing. That's what we're doing, is we're preparing so that come January, you can start calling people from last January or 10 years ago, January, so that you're doing annual reviews. So that's number one. You have to reach out to your clients. It's imperative. Statistically, year after year after year, and I don't know the sources, I've seen it statistically, it's 67% of your database will be next year's business. So if you close 100 transactions this year, 67 transactions for next year are sitting in your database, your acres of diamonds. You're sitting on acres of diamonds, yet you have your binoculars looking out there for new opportunities. And I don't get me wrong, we need new opportunities and you should be, but that's not the only thing. You're already sitting on these diamonds, these acres of diamonds that all you have to do is do a little digging. So that's number one. Number one, annual reviews. Number two, call your clients for their birthdays. And I know this seems very mundane, and I don't care how you do it. One video a month that says, hey, happy birthday, and you don't say their name, or you pick up the phone and call each person individually, or you text them, or you do a combination. And definitely not social media, unless you're going to do it with a video, because it just gets lost. Because I just had my birthday, and I think I got over 1,000 happy birthdays. Just happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not responding to that. But you know, I had one person who picked up the phone and called me on my birthday. One person who picked up the phone, called me to wish me happy birthday. Everybody else was social media or even texting with little pictures of birthday stuff, which I appreciate. It's better, but only one person called me to wish me happy birthday. And I remember that person, and I will remember that person as time goes on, because that person is a speaker, and don't think for a minute I won't have that speaker on one of my stages. The rest of them, maybe. Maybe, right? So call them on their birthday. The idea about calling them on their birthday is to celebrate them and to celebrate your relationship, to call them and say, on your birthday, I want you to know how much I appreciate you. You don't make it about you. You make it about them. You make them feel good. You puff them up on their birthday. Celebrate their life and what impact they're making on other people in their life. And that's you, by saying, I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy birthday. I hope you're going to have a great time tonight. What are you guys doing? And that's great. Listen, the reason I want to call you today is because I want to celebrate you. I want to celebrate how I appreciate you. And I'm so grateful that I have met you. That's it. not I appreciate you gave me business, that we did business and I made money off you, and that I simply appreciate you and I'm grateful that I have met you and you're in my life. That's it. That person will be beaming from ear to ear and you will have done something completely different than everybody else. So print your database, get all those birthdays in there, plan them out so you can make phone calls to people. And if you don't get them verbally, then in person, leave a message. If you don't get them in person and you call and you don't want to leave a message, then do a quick video and say, hey, I just tried calling you and I didn't get to, I wanted you to see my face, how happy I am for you. Do whatever you need to do, but you need to celebrate their birthdays. And it's an opportunity for you to show appreciation and gratitude. And that comes back to you tenfold. That one simple call will come back to you tenfold. That's number two. Number three, client events. I don't care that we're in COVID. I have had events all year. I have been on events all year. I have done bagels and what did I do? Something with bagels, breakfast and bagels. I've done breakfast and bagels. I've done brunch and learns. I have done flannel and fire pit, right? Flannel and fire pit, where we had people come over and they were at our house with our big fire pit. So we're 6 feet apart, right? And we live on 21 acres. So we've had people come over and do that. You know, wear your favorite flannel and fire pit. I have done summits. I have done workshops. I have spoken on summits. I have spoken at mortgage companies at their sales rallies. I've spoken at their sales meetings. I'm coaching one company, I'm coaching all of their managers to be better managers. It is no excuse that we're having to communicate on social media or through Zoom or whatever mechanism you do, StreamYard, etc. Absolutely no excuse. You can hold an event for your clients. You can hold an event for your referral partners. You can put your own mastermind together. You can do a virtual book club. You can do a virtual cocktail party. You can do bring your favorite mug to a breakfast meeting. You can do any of that. You can do profits, pancakes, and pajamas and have a meeting from 8 to 10 in the morning where everyone's doing a mastermind or everyone's, you know, helping each other in their business grow. And be selective who you invite. You don't have to invite everybody. It doesn't have to be huge. It has to be important. So book some client events now. Get yourself out there before everybody else is getting themselves out there. We have vaccines coming and I know we have some states that are just completely closed down. We don't know what's going to happen, but why are you waiting for your success? Pull it on in, get it going, have a client event. That's number three. Number four, as of the time that I am recording this, we still don't know who our president's going to be. It might be Biden. I don't know if Trump's going to pull everything out right. It might be Trump. If they continue to fight, it might be Nancy Pelosi. We don't know what we're going to be encountering, but your clients are looking to you for advice. They're looking to you for how does this impact things? Maybe I shouldn't refinance. Maybe I shouldn't buy. Maybe I shouldn't sell. Maybe I shouldn't get a loan. I'm afraid. I don't know what's going on. How is that going to impact things? I know my son is doing a whole bunch of crazy things because he thinks beginning the first of the year, there's going to be tax. There's going to be all kinds of tax. And he's going to lose all kinds of money. What are you doing to make sure that you are the resident expert, the market influencer for your clients? So they're not listening to other people or someone accidentally drips into their life and now they're listening to that realtor, that loan officer. What are you doing to ensure that you are the person that they're looking to? So here's what I'm going to tell you to do. Do a video. Stay neutral. Don't go one way or the other on political. Stay neutral. As your lender, as your real estate agent, or your realtor, as your realtor and as your lender, it's my obligation, my fiduciary responsibility to keep you updated on what's happening. And right now, we're still indecisive, but here's what I'm hearing. Here's what I'm hearing out in the world. Here's what I'm hearing about values, about what's going to happen in the real estate market. Here's what I'm hearing in the mortgage space. What will rates be? Will we get back jumbo loans? Will we get back non-conforming? Not using those words because they don't understand them. But what is it that is going to be happening? Give them some guidance and then offer a call to action. Simple. Listen, if you have any questions about anything related to mortgage, call me. If you have any questions about anything related to real estate, call me or both. And then partner up with your partners and say, hey, I have a question about mortgage and I don't know the answer. I have a question about real estate and I don't know the answer. Partner up with them. Be the leader in the relationship. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you can find it all over social media. You can find it over all the podcasting I do. Leadership is the word for next year. It is absolutely the word. Leaders, because leadership and leaders are taking us out of COVID. When we all can open up those doors, it's kind of like, I remember watching Twister one time, you know, and they open up, they go in the cellar and then they open it up, right? And they come out and they're looking around and wondering what's going on. Everybody's kind of walking out that way and go, what do we do? What do we do? We need a leader. We need leaders. And you can be the leader in your marketplace and you can be the leader for your community, your database. So don't sit back on it. Lean in to this. Stop being invisible and become invincible for your community. Get ahead of the wave. And last but not least, and I credit this to Carl White, my dear friend Carl White, who talked about the ABC calls. So here's how the ABC calls work. And so this is what I would say. Print your database from A to Z last name. So all last names, A to Z. Print your database on December 31st. Print the whole database. And I would say print it. I wouldn't say leave it on a screen. I would say print it and go through it. And if you run across a name that just makes you cringe, delete them. Delete them because life is too short. You need to be working with people that complement, not complicate you and your practice. Delete them. Get them out of your life. It's all anew. It's a refresh. It's new. They have it. They're worthy of working with you. They don't get you. They don't get all the wonderful things that you're going to be providing to people. So delete them. Client, partner, doesn't matter. Delete them. If they just, ugh, hurts when you think of their name, move on. List everybody from A to Z. So here's the thing. We know the alphabet is 26 letters. We know that half of a year, 6 months is 26 weeks. A full year is 52. On January, the first week of January, right? The first week, January 1st, the first week of January and the first week of July, you call everybody in your community who has the last name of A. Regardless of whether they were a prospect who went someplace else, whether they're an alumni client, whether they are a referral partner, whether they are someone you just met in a networking event, you can't really remember them, but you didn't delete them because their name didn't make you cringe. You call everyone with the last name A. Second week B, third week C, fourth week D. By the time you get to June 30th, you will have called everyone in your database. And when you repeat it, for July to December, you will have called everyone in your database twice a year, plus their birthday, plus the annual review, plus market updates, plus client events, your client events, any client events that you've had, whether they're 1, 2, 3, 10 of them, doesn't matter. Events, I'll just say events, doesn't have to be client events, right? That's how you keep in touch with your database. That's how you nurture that database and engage. Yes, you're going to be sending newsletters if that's what you want to do. And yes, you might be sending holiday cards and, you know, quirky Thanksgiving cards and then quirky things in the middle of the year. And yes, you may be doing pop buys. And yes, you should be writing thank you notes to every single person you have a conversation with, even if that conversation is you leaving a voicemail, because they'll think of you for that moment. And then 2 days later, when that card comes in the mail, they'll think of you again. And that's what you want. That's how you nurture. Sending newsletters is not engagement. It is marketing. That's it. It's marketing. Hey, look at me. It's not engagement. Nurturing is coddling, holding, touching, engaging. That's what it is. There's actually a definition for it too. There's just, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend like I remember it right now. I have it in one of my presentations what the definition of engagement is, because the opposite of that is loss. I mean, it's just loss when you're not engaging. So you have to be engaging. If you want to contact your database more frequently, you call A's and B's on the first week, C's and D's on the second, et cetera. And you will have contacted everyone in your database the first quarter of the year. So you might want to consider doing that, getting it to everybody the first quarter if you've not reached out to them in years, and then using the second quarter to implement the appropriate letter in the alphabet to just call them back again as they're getting towards the busy season, right? The busy season of what we do and getting into the spring, the spring and the summer. So do your ABC calls. Now, the encouragement I would say to you is this: you need to print your database every quarter. ABC, because people, as you meet new people, you'll be able to bring them in. And as people fall out of favor or tell you to stop calling them or whatever the case may be, you want to take them off. So you want to make sure that it's always up to date, at least on a quarterly basis, that you know who you're calling all these people. And each call here, I'm going to give you a little bonus real quick on, and I forgot to tell this to some people that I was just talking to, because it's a little trick. So, you know, you've got a list of A's, and let's say you have 50 of them. You definitely don't want to go down A, B, C, D and say, you know, here's an alumni client, here's a prospect, here's another prospect, here's an alumni client again, and then there's a partner. You want to compartmentalize all of those A's so that when you're making a time block of, let's say your time block is 3 hours that you're going to do all these 50 calls. And I would not recommend that, by the way. I would spread this out throughout the week. But the time blocks that you put in there should be A, prospect, A, not converted, A, alumni, A, realtor, A, referral partner. It should be broken out like that so that you're making similar calls, because you'll get through them faster. You're making all of your calls to your realtors who have a last name A, all of the calls to alumni client who have an A, because you're speaking the same thing over and over and over. You'll get through them faster. You won't have to sort of, you know, move your hats around, you know, change hats and say, okay, who's this one again? And who's that one again? Just get them all compartmentalized. So you're calling the same people at the same time, and then move to the next grouping of people. And, you know, spreading it out through the week. You could, if it works that way. And that's why I'm not suggesting that it works that way or not. It's your system. It's your customized plan. But if you're calling 50 people with A, the natural tendency is to say, well, I'll call 10 a day. But if you only have one alumni client in there, you could save a day of time and not use all of it to call them and do other activities, and then compartmentalize the balance of them. And maybe you'll have to have a little longer time block in the next day. But it's however you want to work it. The key is you got to make these calls. Sort of like buy one, get one free, right? BOGO, buy one, get one, right? You want to be able to get business and then get more. Get business and get more. You don't want to get business and then have to put your binoculars on and go try to find more business. Get more from everybody you're calling. Just reaching out to them will trigger them. And statistically, I found this because I tracked it. If I made a phone call to somebody within 2 days, I was in, let's say I made 10 calls that day. Within 2 days, I would get referrals, a referral, a minimum from one of those 10. So once you're in that pattern, every day that you make calls, you're getting referrals 2-3 days after, and maybe even more, and yes, more, lots more. But if you're making that call, then that means on that day, you're getting referrals too from the previous 2 days or 3 days or five or whatever. So if you want more referrals, you need to call your database and chat with them. Call them and celebrate their birthdays. Call them and make sure they have a perpetual approval or they're prepared to sell their house or buy a house. Find out what's going on with them. Bring them into your fold, into your inner circle by inviting them to events. People are all about FOMO, right? The fear of missing out. Bring them into your events. I've had people that can't come to an event but send business anyway, right? Not anyway, but saying, hey, I can't come to your event and I feel so guilty. So here's some business, right? Okay. We'll take it. And then really important is those market updates. You know, as time goes on, I mean, hey, the spring market's coming up and here's what we're hearing. Values of homes are going to be this, you know, rates are going to do that. Giving them those periodic updates on a regular basis. So I hope that you take these five things for you to implement right now. I know it's slowing down a little bit. My husband's still in the business. I have clients all over the country. I know there's a little bit of a slowdown. Before you freak out and go, oh my gosh, where's business going to be next year? Or before you go, yay, finally I can take a break and let your business fall off, implement these five. Get them in place. Go print your database and you'll find out when you're going to do your annual reviews. You print your database using your birthdays. You'll find out when you're going to do the birthdays, right? Then you'll know your ABCs, and then get to your calendar and do client events. Get some client events put on your calendar. So when you're talking to these people, you can say, hey, by the way, I've got an event coming up. I'd love for you to come. Can you make it? Can you save the date? And then put it in there so you know, because when the time comes for the event, you already have a plethora of people that have already committed, and you simply email to confirm rather than emailing to and say, come on, come on, come on, come to it. And then don't forget your market update. Do a market update. Hey, happy new year, da, 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 da. I just wanted to give you an update. This is the perfect time to give you an update on what's happening. You know, as we're in this situation, we don't know what's going on with COVID. We don't know what's going on with presidents. We just don't know. We don't know. But I want to be here and be that voice. If you need me, I'm here to serve you. Give me a call. That simple. But you have to put it into action. And I can't do it for you, but I can encourage you. So I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, giving you some content that will help move your business forward, giving you, and by the way, you should be sharing this with other people in your office, sharing this with your partners. If you're a realtor, share it with your lender, share it with your title company, you know, everybody share it. This is something everyone can do. And it's a perfect time to re-engage with everyone. So we gave you a little bit of content. Also want to remind you again that we're doing masterminds next year. So if you'd like to have some personal coaching or some semi-private coaching through a podcast that is an hour long, then email us at support@kineticsparkconsulting.com. And we'll have that link in there for you as well. And last but not least, I want to go back and say, I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful for all of the comments that people make and the instant messages I get and the texts I get and the beautiful reviews that you're giving me. Thank you so much, because this is hard to do. Whether people believe it or not, it's hard to stick your neck out. It's hard to stick your neck out and be subject to, well, she's this and she's that, and have people say things about you. It's hard to be put in the spotlight. And I continue to do it because I have so much passion in serving people, passion in helping you and your business grow. Notice I said you, because it's about you growing just as much as it is about your business growing. So one other thing I want to tell you is, if you love this podcast and you have gained something from this podcast, I'd like to hear about it. And so I'm going to put a link. I'm going to put a link in the episode notes for you to do a 30-second video testimonial for me, or a 30-second written, whatever you want to do. Just tell me about your experience. That's all you have to do. You know, I've been listening to the podcast, and here's what I did. I learned this one thing X years ago, and I implemented it, changed my life. I just listened to this podcast for the first time, and this is what I got out of this podcast. So I'm asking for your help. I'm asking for you to consider providing me with a testimonial about your experience in your dealings with me. I shouldn't say dealings, but your interaction with me, that you're in your interaction with me, so that I know what is resonating with people. It is so hard with the podcast not knowing what people are receiving from what I'm putting out there. So I wish you the best in the Soaring 20s. This will be my last monologue or podcast for this year. We'll be celebrating our 6th anniversary on January 1st. And you'll be seeing that all over social media as we celebrate all those that have contributed to the podcast and to the success of the podcast changing and impacting people's lives. So I wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, and a Happy New Year as you go into the Soaring 20s of next year and beyond. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Be sure to subscribe to hear more sales tips, ideas, strategies, and tactics to help you with your personal and professional growth to multiply your results in record time. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Wanting more beyond the podcast? Join our Mortgage Lending Mastery membership community, where you will find extended interviews with our favorite guests, weekly training, tips, and insider secrets, fireside chats with Jen, free content, meet, share, and collaborate with other members, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about this exclusive content. Mortgage Lending Mastery is an Industry Syndicate charter podcast. Industry Syndicate is the first podcast network specifically for the mortgage and real estate industries. Get the Industry Syndicate app in the App Store or Google Play today.